afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, broadcasting live today on this June the 9th, 2021. Well, I hope you all are doing fantastic out there. I'm doing good coming off a week of vacation. Hope you caught the repeat last week. We did have an Offbeat News and Trivia program on for you, so thanks to Adam Lepp, who made that happen for me, and I appreciate that very much for running that rerun for me last week. Thank you very much for doing that. And you can catch all the programs here from Offbeat News and Trivia on the station website at wwgh1071.com, and that's where we are streaming live right now. So if you are on the fringes of our radio station, maybe 107.1 FM is kind of a little bit staticky or crackly or whatever you want to say, well, you can just jump on that website, click on the Listen Live button, and get us loud and clear. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my vacation, what we did. My wife and I had a great time. She had the whole week off from work, and we did some things. On Monday, we went up to Toledo to the Museum of the Great Lakes. Now, that was a lot of fun. There's a big old boat that they used in the Navy up there. The thing is humongous, and they just let you crawl all over the place, down in the engine hold, the cargo hold, and up in the captain's quarters and everything. It is really neat. The Museum of the Great Lakes. Look that up online. It's in Toledo. You will absolutely love going up there and checking that out. Tuesday, we went over to the Canton area to the McKinley Museum and Grave. And that was a lot of fun, too. I have to admit, I was slightly disappointed because in the museum, they have just a tiny section of artifacts from McKinley. The rest of it has to do with the Canton area. So just a little disappointed in that. But what was really neat is they have a planetarium over there. So we got to sit back and look at the stars while the fella explained all about it. And that was really neat. So if you ever go over there, make sure you visit the planetarium over there in Canton at the McKinley Museum. Wednesday, we went to the Bible Walk in Mansfield and saw the wax figures. That was pretty neat. We went through the hour tour of the Old Testament, and that was really cool. Thursday, we just loved going to the Harding home. And so we toured the brand new Presidential Library Museum, and then toured the Harding home, and throughout the Harding home, we had a wonderful tour guide, and if I got his name right, his name was Brett. And Brett really knew what he was doing and explained everything. We had about an hour and 20-minute tour. He took all of our questions and explained everything. And it's set back to the 1920s during the summer of the big campaign. And they have redone it, and it just looks fabulous over there. I encourage you to go visit it. If you haven't been there lately, you'll want to go to the Harding home and check that out. Now, Friday, we decided to have ourselves a garage sale at my mom's house just outside of Waldo. And so we set up shop and had a garage sale and had some good success. And we had a lot left over, so a friend of my mom's came and took the rest of the stuff, so we didn't have to worry about trying to get rid of the rest of the stuff. He came and got it at the end of the day, and so we have a lot more room at the house than we did. We had probably, I think, close to 17 totes full of stuff to sell, and so we sold some stuff that day on Friday. Now, Saturday, we hit the road and went down south and hit the Route 40 yard sales. All across the state, they're having Route 40 yard sales. We start in Columbus and head east towards, well, Zanesville area. And so we hit that stretch of road and we found some stuff for the Route 40 yard sales. So that was basically our little vacation, staycation, if you will. We stayed right in the state, but we had a great time on vacation. So that's kind of what we did to get you a little bit up to date. Well, we have trivia like usual today, and I'm giving away a McDonald's gift card today, a $5 gift card to McDonald's. So if you'd like to go out there and get you some good stuff, you know, I've been on Weight Watchers since March, and I haven't had a Big Mac for months. And I've been dying for a Big Mac. So go out and if you win, go out and have a Big Mac for me, okay? That'd be great. So we're going to play some trivia here. All you need to do for a chance to win this McDonald's gift card is call me, answer a trivia question, I'll put you in a drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon at the end of the program, I will draw a name. And we will send you through the mail a McDonald's gift card. All right? Sound good? Okay. Well, here's some of the trivia questions I've got for you today. My phone number that you will need is 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome to call. 740-383-9944. Call and take a stab at some of these trivia questions. All right. Here's the first one. Who manufactured the single-action 44 and 45 revolvers favored by most Wild West gunmen? Who manufactured the single-action 44 and 45 revolvers favored by most Wild West gunmen? What was the name of General Lee's horse that he used for most of the American Civil War? What was the name of General Lee's horse that he used for most of the American Civil War? Which U.S. ship is nicknamed Old Ironsides? Which U.S. ship is nicknamed Old Ironsides? Hi, we're on the air. Colt, that is right. That is the single action 44 and 45 revolver. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Well, what have you been up to today? Anything fun?
Yes.
All right.
I have been playing some video games.
Playing some video games. All right. Well, that's always fun.
And I went swimming.
And then you went swimming. Well, it's a good day to go swimming. Guess what? I went swimming too today. So it was a good day to go swimming, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, and this is my buddy Mr. Lucas, right?
Yeah.
All right, Lucas. Well, I'll put you in for a chance to win McDonald's, okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, and you have a good night now, all right?
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty. There's Lucas checking in here at 740-383-9944. Here's another gun question for you. Which gun is often known as the gun that won the West? Which gun is often known as the gun that won the West? Incidentally, it's different than the Colt. I'm looking for a different kind of gun than the Colt that Lucas just answered. Which Union military commander became U.S. president in 1869? Which Union military commander became U.S. president in 1869? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a ring. Hi, we're on the air.
Winchester,
yes, sir, that is right. Well, how are you today?
Oh, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
The kids went to the store to get groceries for supper tonight, so I don't know what we're having.
Not sure what you're having yet?
I don't know what we're going to have, but anyway, I got a bunch of birthdays coming up this month. I have one last Thursday, tomorrow my son and grandson's birthday. Friday is my one sister's birthday. The 18th would have been my dad's. And the 25th was my other grandson. And the 26th my one of my sisters. So we're trying to get it all together to have it all at one time.
All right. So does that mean you got to go buy some presents?
that's where they won't go. Well, you gotta give them a couple dollars, you know. That,
right.
I'm just like, you just give them money, my mother.
There you go.
Yeah, that way they can do what they want.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah,
yeah, well, we used to, when Dad was still alive, his birthday would fall sometimes on the same day as Father's Day, and we'd all get together at that time, and just do it all at one time, but now we're scattered all over, so we got to do a lot of things separate.
Yeah.
So, anyway, whatever they bring back from the store tonight, that's what we're having.
Yeah, I'm having...
That was surprised me.
Right. I'm having chicken on the grill tonight and baked potato.
Well, I don't know if they're planning on the grill or what they're planning on. They just went to the store to get it.
All right. So whatever you get is what you get tonight then, Bob.
All right. So whatever I get surprised with.
Right.
All right. You have a good one. I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation.
Yeah, thanks. We had a good time, Bob.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, catch you later. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. That's Bob there. So we've got Lucas and Bob checking in here. This afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond, your host, 428 the time, 79 degrees here in beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio. And we're going to catch another phone call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, was that Grant?
It was Grant. Absolutely. Back in 1869. Well, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, I am doing all right. Yes, sir. You been up to doing anything interesting today, or just kind of hanging out and relaxing?
Well, I'm dealing with a flooded basement at the moment.
Oh, man, those are awful. Oh, my dad's basement is flooded multiple times, and that's just a mess, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it filled up about halfway this time. My sump pump's down there just pumping this little heart out.
Oh, I'll bet it is. And then, now is it a finished basement or is it a concrete on the
bottom? No, it's just concrete. I tried to keep stuff down there, and last year it flooded and ruined everything, so I don't put nothing down there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that, after a while, putting stuff down there kind of ruins you on it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, yeah. I feel bad for you, buddy. That's,
yeah, I feel bad
no good.
For you, too, but I mean, what are you going to do? I'm trying to figure out a way to stop the water from coming in, but I ain't figured it out yet.
Yeah, my dad went under his crawl space and dug a new hole and put another pump there, and so far, so good, but boy, when it rains, it pours, so to speak, you know it?
Yeah, it rained quite a bit yesterday. It rained a lot. My house was an island.
Oh, yeah, just, oh, boy. That just makes for a total mess, doesn't it?
Yeah, now there's mud all down there on the floor. I got to go down there and clean all that up. I got to put my hot water tank back together and my pressure tank back together.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, my heart goes out to you, buddy. I give you the best of luck with that, man.
Well, just say a prayer for me, and I can get it all done.
Yeah, I'll send up a prayer for you, absolutely, that you get it all done, cleaned up. And I'll just check, make sure I'm right. This is Mr. Scott, right?
Yes, it is. It's been a while since I talked to you. I've either been busy or I didn't know any of the answers to the questions you asked.
Gotcha. Well, it's always good to hear from you, Scott. I appreciate you when you call.
Yeah, I always try to listen. Whether I know the answers or not, I always try to listen.
Well, I appreciate you tuning in.
Well, all right, then.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too, and good luck to you, all right?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Oh, man, a flooded basement. That's a mess. My dad's basement has flooded for years and years. I remember even when I was a kid, it would flood. And that just makes for a total mess. Flooded basements. Oh, man. So, good luck to our friend Mr. Scott. 740-383-9944 is my number. Here's the next trivia question I got. Who was the Victorian pioneer of nursing? Famous nurse. Who who was the Victorian pioneer of nursing? What was the nickname of Confederate General Thomas Jackson? What was the nickname of Confederate General Thomas Jackson? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the Winchester rifle?
It is the Winchester rifle. Well, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. What you been into today?
Watching kids.
Watching the kids? Yeah, yeah. Making sure everybody stays in line, right?
Yeah, keeping them alive, all that good stuff.
You gotta keep, yeah, keeping them alive. That's definitely a plus, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's been a nice summer day, at least here in Marion. How about for you?
It's a little bit rainy today, but...
Oh, you had some rain?
Sprinkling. Still send them outside and swim.
Oh, there you go. Send them outside to swim. There. Yeah, that's...
It was warm enough.
Yeah, I got in the pool today myself. It was nice. It was a little cold at first, but I got used to it pretty quick because I just jump right in, and that's how I get used to the water. I don't dilly dally around. I just dunk right in and get used to it.
Yeah, I think our pool was at 80, but felt a little bit too cold for me. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good deal. All right, Miss Ashley, I hope McDonald's sounds good. We'll put you in the running for that, all right?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yep.
You have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All righty. Who sailed the ship known... Oh, this is an easy one. Who sailed the ship known as the Santa Maria? Who sailed the ship known as the Santa Maria? I should have asked you this way. Who sailed the ship known? No, well, he wouldn't have sailed that ship. It would have been the Santa Maria. That's correct. Yeah, who sailed the ship known as the Santa Maria? Correct. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, USS Constitution.
Right, the ship known as the Old Ironsides. Believe it or not, I've actually toured that ship when I was in Boston.
Oh.
That was kind of neat.
I made a model of it one time.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, way back when I was younger.
Yeah. That probably took a lot of time, didn't it?
Oh, it was. It was hard.
Yeah, I'll bet. Probably looked pretty good when it was done, though.
It did, yeah. Yep, it did.
Yeah, touring that ship, it was pretty neat. They have redone it so much, though, that I don't know how much of a percentage is actually original now, though.
Yeah.
Because they've had to restore it so much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still neat to take a tour of it, the USS Constitution, yeah. Yeah, that's neat. You did a model of it, though. That's pretty cool. Pretty neat. All right, well, Mr. David Avery, I got you in the running, and always good to talk to you.
All right, good to talk to you.
And appreciate your phone call, and you have a good evening now, all right?
Yep, and you too.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Bye. All righty. Name the naturalist who wrote on the origin of species. Name the naturalist who wrote... on the origin of species. Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Was it Columbus?
Yes, it was. It was Christopher Columbus. How are you today?
I'm fine. This is Judy C.
Hey, all right, Judy C. Did you get your card okay the other week?
Yes, I did.
Good.
That was very nice.
Okay.
I enjoyed that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got it all right.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I always like it when the mail works.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
All righty. 4:36 is the time. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street. Having a good time taking your phone calls this afternoon. Name the ship that took the Pilgrim Fathers to America in 1620. Name the ship that took the Pilgrim Fathers to America in 1620. And there you go. Those are the trivia questions that I have to start with here at Offbeat News and Trivia this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air. Hello, go ahead.
Christopher Columbus.
Yes, Christopher Columbus. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. What have you been up to today?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, you know what? I've been up to almost nothing myself. I went swimming a little bit, but other than that, I've been up to nothing myself. just doing a little radio show. That's about it. All right, Miss Allison, I've got you signed up for a chance to win, and you enjoy your evening now, okay?
Okay.
Good to talk to you. And you have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I told her to have a good evening twice. I don't know. That's how much I mean it. If I ever tell you to have a good evening two or three times, it's because I mean it. There you go. All righty. Well, okay. So ring my phone anytime you like. We'll pick it up and get you signed up for a chance to win a gift card to McDonald's. Go to McDonald's and have a Big Mac for me. No, get whatever you want. They got those crispy chicken sandwiches. I've heard mixed reviews on those, but I've heard some people say they're really, really good, and I've heard some people say, you know. But I don't know. I haven't tried them yet. Whenever we go out to eat, like I said, being on Weight Watchers, we're trying to keep our points low, so we wind up going to Taco Bell, which incidentally keeps you keeps you under your points if you get a soft chicken taco. That's only 4 points, so there you go. Hi, we're on the air. Florence Nightingale, that is the Victorian pioneer of nursing. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, what have you been up to today, Noah?
Just like playing with my John Deere tractor out there, outside. He came out of our house.
Oh, now, that's fun playing with your John Deere. You like John Deere?
Yeah, we have a John Deere tractor, which isn't real.
Oh, it's not real? It's fake?
Yeah, it isn't real. Just made out of plastic.
Yeah, right. But you can play with it. You can play on it?
Yeah. But that it just, and it moves by it when you, like, push its pedal.
Oh, it's a little pedal tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Except it's bigger than that. Like, not little, like bigger.
Oh, it's bigger.
That.
Yeah. So, is it your size?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Noah, I'll put you in the drawing for a McDonald's gift card. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling me. It's always good to talk to you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 4:40 is the time here in Marion, Ohio, and anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard. Thanks so much for listening to WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. I've got some offbeat fast facts for you, and here we go with some of them. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years. Human eyes have over 2 million working parts. Fresh cranberries can be bounced like rubber balls. Astronauts actually get taller when in space. Dairy cows drink up to 50 gallons of water per day. Dogs can make about 10 sounds, while cats make about 100. Boy, that kind of surprises me. A pelican can hold more food in its beak than in its belly. The average cat can jump 5 times as high as its tail is long. Spiny lobsters migrate in groups of 50 or more, forming a conga line on the ocean floor. And every ton of recycled paper saves about 17 trees. And there's your offbeat fast facts on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 9th. And I've got the offbeat news right here for you. And yes, indeed, in case you're wondering, our offbeat Guinness World Record fellow is in the news again, Mr. David Rush. I'll get to him momentarily. First of all, a Rhode Island pizzeria unveiled the latest addition to its serving staff, a robot designed to take on the heavy lifting. Bill Casillas, co-owner of Angelo's Palace Pizza in Cumberland, said he purchased a robot known as Servi to help take some of the pressure off his staff. When we're really busy, our expeditor is always yelling out, "Runners, runners," looking for people to run food, and our servers are really busy. He said the robot is programmed with the layout of the eatery, so the operator needs only to put in the table number and the servee will know where to go. "I feel like if my servers are able to spend more face-to-face time with the guest instead of running back and forth in the restaurant, just makes the job easier," he said. The restaurant is holding a naming contest for the robot, with the winning submission earning a $100 gift card. A pair of Idaho men, whose Guinness World Record for using a samurai sword to slice through grapes was defeated by another team, retook their record with a total of 59. David Rush, I'm going to interview this guy one day if I can ever get a hold of him, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, stood on a Swiss ball and wielded the samurai sword while neighbor Jonathan Hannon threw the grapes into the air. The pair originally set the record at 37, but they lost the record to another team that managed to reach 55. Hannon threw 66 grapes in the 1 minute time limit during their most recent attempt, and Rush managed to make contact with 60 of them, 59 of which counted toward the record. You know, there's a game out there, a little app on smartphones called Fruit Ninja, and it's a little sword that and you gotta slice fruit. And every once in a while, a bomb comes up, and you don't want to slice the bomb or else you lose. But the game is to slice fruit with a big old samurai sword. So that's what he's doing. He's a fruit ninja now, Mr. David Rush. By the way, I saw online on one of the sites that he's at 200 records. It was saying over 150 here, but I saw online on Google, I believe, that he is at 200. So I've got to double check on that to see if that is correct. Nevada is up in Ohio. Nevada is a state. A Nevada bodybuilder crushed a world record when she used her thighs to smash 3 watermelons in under 8 seconds. Courtney Olson, owner of the Girl Clothing athletic wear line, said she decided to take on the watermelon smashing world record to celebrate the opening of the brand's new store in Las Vegas. "I just decided, in correlation with our store's opening, because it's a community space and we really want to start utilizing the space to teach things, to share this watermelon crushing story with younger girls," Olson told the Eureka Times Standard. Olson used her thighs to smash 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds. Olson says she is prepared to teach a watermelon crushing class and planning an event for August 3rd, which is National Watermelon Day. All right, so there's some stories from our offbeat news stack. 4:46 is the time, and on this June the 9th, it's time for On This Day in History. 1931, Robert H. Goddard patented a rocket-fueled aircraft design. 1934, Donald Duck made his debut in the Silly Symphony's cartoon, The Wise Little Hen. Incidentally, some people are celebrating today as Donald Duck Day. So some people can make a really cool Donald Duck voice. My brother used to be able to just mimic Donald Duck, and it was hilarious. And some people can do Donald Duck, so practice your Donald Duck. If you can mimic him today, make a video of it, put it on Facebook. 1940, Norway surrendered to the Nazis during the World War II war. 1943, the withholding tax on payrolls was authorized by the U.S. Congress. 1945, the Japanese premier declared that Japan would fight to the last rather than accept unconditional surrender. 1946, Mel Ott with the New York Giants became the first manager to be ejected from a doubleheader both games. 1959, the first ballistic missile carrying submarine, the USS George Washington, was launched. 1965, Michael Jazzy ran the mile in 3 minutes, 53.6 seconds. He broke the record set by Peter Snell in 1964. And in 1973, Secretariat won the 105th Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths and ran the fastest 1.5 miles on dirt at 2 minutes and 24 seconds. June the 9th, that's what happened on this day in history. All right, 4:55 is when we're going to do our drawing, going to find out who wins the McDonald's gift card. And let me give you some more trivia questions, see if we can get some more answers here. All you need to do for a chance to win this McDonald's card is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing with the rest of the folks that are in here, and we will get you in for a chance to win. What was the name of General Lee's horse that he used for most of the American Civil War? What was the name of General Lee's horse that he used for most of the American Civil War? 740-383-9944. What was the nickname of Confederate General Thomas Jackson? What was the nickname of Confederate General Thomas Jackson? Name the naturalist who wrote On the Origin of Species. Name the naturalist who wrote On the Origin of Species. Name the ship that took the Pilgrim Fathers to America in 1620. Name the ship that took the Pilgrim Fathers to America in 1620. What famous waterway opened in 1869? This was actually just in the news. This answer was in the news recently. What famous waterway opened in 1869? What battle is regarded as the turning point in the American Civil War? What battle is regarded as the turning point in the American Civil War? In Herman Melville's book Moby Dick, what is the name of Captain Ahab's ship? In Herman Melville's book, Moby Dick, what is the name of Captain Ahab's ship? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it Stonewall Jackson?
It is Stonewall Jackson. That's a correct answer. Miss Judy, right?
Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All righty. And it is. Stonewall Jackson is the answer. All righty. And that's the trivia that we got for today. So take a shot at it if you'd like. 5 more minutes, actually about 4 more minutes before we do our drawing. I want to tell you that WWGH Radio is getting ready to turn 7 years old. Can you believe it? 7 years old. And tomorrow night is the big party here on the radio. You can tune in from 7:15 to 9 o'clock for all the excitement, excitement, excitement. All right? So tomorrow night, don't forget, tune your radio right here, 7:15 to 9, for the 7th anniversary party of WWGH Radio. Well, a lot of the DJs, well, not DJs, were talk radio personalities. I keep saying, you know, when I refer to the staff, I say DJs because I did music radio before I came here, so we were all DJs up there. But no, we're all talk radio personalities. So all the talk radio personalities, a lot of them anyhow, will be here. And we'll all get together and have a good time. And there's no telling what'll happen. So you'll want to tune in for that. By the way, you can catch our very own Scott Spears. He's on every morning from 8:15 until 10 o'clock with a variety of guests. And so you can catch the morning show right here, live and local, here at WWGH Radio. Now with Scott Spears in the morning, 8:15 until 9 o'clock. Hey, get a chance, check out my website at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And your online companion to Offbeat News and Trivia. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all at our home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And we have time for it, so here comes the weird word of the week. So if you'll do me a favor, in your mind's eye, follow me down the long hallway here, make a right in my little classroom. I have our chairs all spaced out here, and on the chalkboard, I have written this week's weird word of the week. And it's a weird one. It's hebdomadal. Hebdomadal. H-E-B-D-O-M-A-D-A-L. Hebdomadal. It's an adjective. The definition, taking place, coming together, or published once every 7 days or weekly. Taking place, coming together, or published once every 7 days or weekly. Hebdomadal entered English in the first half of the 17th century. So there you go. If you'd like to drop an interesting word into your conversation, maybe there's a paper you're referring to, you can say, did you know that comes out hebdomadally? They'll look at you and say, what are you talking about? And you can say you learned that weird word of the week right here on WWGH's Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, we're just a few seconds away from doing our drawing here. Want to thank everybody that called in. Let's start with the most recent and go backwards. Want to say thanks to Noah for calling in, Allison, Judy C., David, Ashley, Lucas, Scott, and Bob. Thank you all for ringing my phone this afternoon. I do appreciate it very, very much. And you all make the show go round. You're the stars of the show. And so I do appreciate you ringing my telephone. Everybody's welcome to call here at 740-383-9944 and play trivia. By the way, if you have Facebook, just search for Radio Nate on Facebook and click the follow button. And you can keep track of different offbeat facts that we post up there. Okay, let's mix everybody up, find out who's going to win this week's gift card, which happens to be a McDonald's gift card this week. Okay, shuffling them up. Can you hear them in the microphone? Here we go. And picking a name, the winner today is David. Mr. David Avery, congratulations, you're the winner of the McDonald's gift card. We will send that in the mail to you, good sir. and appreciate you calling. Thank you to everybody that calls. I wish we could give everybody a gift card, but I ain't got that kind of dough this week. Some week, again, we'll give away several gift cards. How's that? So just stay tuned. You never know what we're going to do here on Offbeat News and Trivia. But congratulations, David Avery, on the McDonald's gift card, and thank you to everybody that called to play trivia this afternoon. I thank you very, very, very much. Hey, we've got time for our recipe today. And today's recipe happens to be strawberry cheesecake cups. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and there you go, with a nice picture of strawberry cheesecake cups. Takes 1 hour and 50 minutes to make, including refrigerating, 20 minutes prep, 1 hour 30 minutes to cook. Put a spin on classic cheesecake with these individual serving strawberry cheesecake cups with a sweet and creamy filling and graham cracker crust base. The strawberry cheesecake cups are sure to become a household staple. Top with fresh strawberries and Cool Whip for an extra treat. Here is what you need. 1 cup boiling water, 1 package, 0.3 ounces of Jell-O strawberry flavored sugar-free gelatin, 2 cups ice cubes, 1 1/2 cups sliced strawberries divided, 1 package, that's 1 ounce of Jell-O cheesecake flavor sugar-free, fat-free instant pudding, 1 cup oat milk, 1 tub, 8 ounces of Cool Whipped sugar-free whipped topping, 3 cups thawed and divided, 2 tablespoons of graham cracker crumbs. Here's how to make it. Add your boiling water to gelatin mix in medium bowl. Stir for 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Add ice. Stir until gelatin is slightly thickened. Remove and discard any unmelted ice. Lean 6 parfait glasses at an angle against sides of muffin pan cups. Stir 3/4 cup strawberries in the gelatin. Spoon in the parfait glasses, adding about 3/4 cup gelatin to each glass. Refrigerate 30 minutes or until gelatin is firm. Beat pudding mix and milk in medium bowl with whisk 2 minutes. Stir in 2 1/4 cups Cool Whip. Spoon into resealable plastic bag. Cut small piece off one bottom corner of bag. Use to pipe that pudding mixture over gelatin layers and glasses. Refrigerate 1 hour. Sprinkle graham crumbs over desserts just before serving. Top with remaining strawberries and Cool Whip. So there you go. It's a long recipe, but it takes about 20 minutes to make it, and then 1 hour and 30 minutes to refrigerate and all that good stuff. And again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate in the Facebook. Strawberry cheesecake cups will come up. Well, it is time for me to hit the road and head back on down into Waldo. Yes, indeed, Waldo's my hometown village, and that's where I've got a take off to, and the wife or I is going to make chicken and baked potatoes tonight, whichever one of us gets home first. So off I go down the road to Waldo there. So thanks so much for listening to the program. Appreciate it. Check out my website when you can, RadioNate.webs.com, RadioNate.webs.com. Tune in tomorrow night from 7:15 to 9 for the anniversary show, 7 years of WWGH, 7:15 to 9 tomorrow night. Until next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock, this is Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on WWGH Radio. Thanks so much for listening to the program.
For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
And got back in the